So today's episode, we are actually bringing back Georgia, who is Goodness with G on Instagram. And we actually interviewed her in 2021. So we are going to reintroduce her, what she's been up to, and all the fun changes that has happened throughout the couple of years since we last spoke. So let's get to it. In a world where female entrepreneurs are striving to defy the odds, we are here to share real conversion-producing marketing strategies that make a difference. Our mission? To help you, the passionate female entrepreneur, rise above the status quo and achieve the million-dollar dream. On She Converts, every episode is a treasure trove of actionable marketing strategies that you can implement right into your business. Whether you're seeking insight into website optimization, brand positioning, creating a sellable offer suite, content creation, or anything else related to scaling your business, we've got you covered. Dive deep with us as we share stories, unveil tactics, and craft a journey for women in business to thrive. Together, let's challenge the norm, smash barriers, and rewrite the narrative. This is She Converts, where we equip you with strategies to change the game. Let's change it together. All right, well, I'm super excited to touch base with you, Georgia, because it's been since 2021, since we last spoke, and I know that a lot has changed, but also not in your business, in life. I know, I feel like a lot has changed in life because I follow you online. I don't know about all the changes in business yet, but we'll dive into that. But yeah, the last time we, or I guess the first interview you had, I'm looking at it, is March 5th, 2021. So almost 2 years. We're in February of 24 shooting this. But yeah, so kind of update me. The last we spoke, you obviously still had Goodness with G, which has just grown 10 times more. But back then it was Integrative Nutrition Health Coach, which I know you're still focusing on. Health and Wellness Blogger, which I know you still do. Freelance Writer, and then the Core Power Yoga Sculpt. But as you were just mentioning before we hit record, that you moved to Florida. So I just want to know all the cool updates personally in business, and let's dive in.
I love it. And like I said, I feel like it's crazy that that was already almost 2 years ago.
Almost two.
It's like it was not long enough.
I know.
Yet, yeah, I mean, a lot can happen, obviously, in 2 years. So know. Crazy. But yeah, so I guess the last time we spoke, I had just gotten married a few months prior to that. Mm-hmm. So it's been, I guess that's life-wise, obviously same. But yeah. We moved for my husband's job in February of 2023, so like almost exactly a year ago. To Florida, and it's been a great, fun, kind of different year. We were in Austin, obviously, prior for like almost 5 years, so it's been a fun just change of scenery, and yeah, I feel like that's kind of probably the biggest just overall shift in my life. But business-wise, I mean, the beautiful thing about what I do is that it really hasn't necessarily changed my day-to-day in terms of working with clients. I was already seeing my clients virtually regardless. Mm-hmm. So that actually was one of the biggest blessings, I think, when we made this decision to move for his job. And we were kind of just looking to have a new chapter and, you know, we were looking to maybe have a different experience regardless. But if I had to then go start a totally different career or find a new job, it would have been, I think, just so much more stressful.
Absolutely.
So personally, I'm so grateful that I was able to kind of just pick up what I was doing previously and bring it here. And if nothing else, I think it's actually kind of breathed some new life into my work life as well as my personal life. I think sometimes just having a little change of scenery and getting to explore a place and having a little bit, you know, a different workspace for me, like we're obviously in a different house here. And it maybe breathed some new life into my work life, which I think I was kind of needing. I was feeling maybe a little burnt out, you know, kind of probably when we spoke last, 2021 was 2021, 2022. I think I was feeling maybe just a little bit like at a low with just inspiration and burnout. So in a lot of ways, I think the move really has just helped breathe again some new life into everything, which has been really great.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know, and you've launched some new products, like kind of different products and stuff like that. Like you have a ebook as well. I think you launched that, what, last year, or was that in 22?
Yes, that was, I guess I feel like I've always had so many different balls in the air.
Yeah.
I guess like the biggest thing, or one of the biggest things I've done in the last year, is I launched the Goodness Guide, which mm-hmm. it's a guided workbook and like wellness journal. And that I launched that in December of 2023. So okay, yeah. just a couple of months ago. But that's been a fun project. That's
yeah.
kind of been, you know, a year plus in the making. So that's been a fun thing. And,
yeah.
And yeah, I think that just, obviously I'm still coaching and mm-hmm. Doing that. So that's a big part of my business, but yeah. it's also been really fun to kind of expand into other things, you know, leading workshops, which I was doing some previously as well, but I love connecting with people like that, you know, launching to your point, like eBooks or physical products, like the Goodness Guide is actually a physical journal. Mm-hmm. So it's been fun to expand into some other things in addition to coaching.
Absolutely.
I really love that. I love having the one-on-one opportunity with clients, but obviously it's fun to do some other things to sort of supplement that
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I love that you said that, because I totally agree. Like having other offers, and they don't even have to be like super high ticket, you know, eBooks, books, anything like that. It's just fun to launch stuff like that for your business and then see kind of where it goes. I mean, there's so much you can do in the digital era, like
oh my
realm.
Gosh.
It's just
yeah.
insane.
Yeah, I think really pivot. You know, there's yeah. so many things you can try. And I
yeah.
like it's, you have to kind of, maybe you try one thing, you're like, okay, this actually would be better as a ebook or
yep.
a course or
yep.
there's so
absolutely.
Many ways you can go with things, which
absolutely
is kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I love that you bring that up, because I love following your Instagram too. I think you've really done a good job playing around with like different like series and stuff like that. I mean, I've just been watching your page just completely blow up, and I feel like you are always like on top of things and you're always trying new things, which is awesome. So everyone listening though, as they do expand their businesses and stuff like that, I guess what's some of the advice that you would give someone to not necessarily feel like they have to do the same thing every time and to
yeah.
just like test something new and be okay with that?
For sure. Well, one, thank you. Very kind
yeah,
compliment.
Yeah.
I think, you know, whatever you're doing, especially if like social media is a part of it, I think so much of the advice you get from most everyone is like really niche down and find your very specific niche. And I feel like I've said this so many times, like from day one, like that just never really called to
mm-hmm.
me. I think, you know, perhaps because my focus is, you know, holistic wellness, and there's so many factors
yeah.
that go into wellness, whether it's, you know, it's the nutrition aspect of things, or like spirituality, or it's, you know, physical activity, mindfulness practices, whatever. I think there's so much that I'm personally interested in and therefore want to talk about on my page. And
yeah.
so I think, and maybe it's like the opposite advice that you might get is, you know, I've actually enjoyed having a lot of different avenues to kind of investigate, not only with maybe you're, you know, obviously like you're saying, referring to maybe the type of content,
mm-hmm.
whether that's, you know, different types of videos or whether it's different types of things you're providing people, offerings,
yeah.
whatever. But I think that's maybe been kind of reflective of like my overall just opinion towards what my content's about
yeah.
too, is I think, you know, obviously you're wanting to have things tie in and have not things be totally random necessarily. But I think for me, what's actually worked better has been just sharing things that, you know, a variety of things that resonate with my audience. And I don't think that has necessarily been a recipe for super fast growth in terms of my business or my following or whatever. I think perhaps if I did really, really niche down, maybe it would have helped me grow faster. But I don't think that's necessarily it's ever been
yeah.
really my goal
yeah.
to have some large following. And that's the end all be all.
Yeah.
It's been connect with people and build a community and help others. Like that's really the goal at the end of the day. And
yeah.
so I think sharing from a more authentic point of view, for
yeah.
plate for myself is
yeah.
actually in the long run served me better in my business. And over time it's led to growth and evolution, and that's been amazing. But I think so often, again, the advice you get is, you know, really niche down and you know, your page will explode. I think that's great, but that's not necessarily a recipe for success as a creator,
right.
you know, in terms of being burnt out and all that stuff. But it's also is maybe not a longevity play,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So,
well, and I also think, you know, like,
advice.
Yeah, well, no, I think that's great advice, because I do think a lot of people try to mimic others online who they've seen blown
sure.
up fast, and then they get really confused when it doesn't work for them. But I think
yeah.
what people forget is Instagram specifically, because I follow you mainly on Instagram, so we're talking Instagram specifically, but
yeah.
it is still like a creator's app, but creators is like a human being. It's not like a replication of a bunch of things. So I think people kind of forget that, like, I still have to be my intuitive self, my own unique self. And then that's what does actually grow online. It might not be hitting 2 million subscribers overnight, but what's the point of that? Numbers are just numbers, right? Versus building an actual brand like you've been doing, right? So
yeah, I think that's so true. And I think, you know, it's really like the bigger conversation about, I think, you know, everyone wants to be like Instagram famous and like have this big following. I think that's, people see that and think that that's like the key to happiness and the key financial freedom.
Or,
like, I'm gonna quit my go do this. And that's great. Like, obviously that's a big part of my business, but I think what so many people don't see is like, it's the everyday work that goes into, to your point, like building a brand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, also, for two seconds, you know, 9 out of 10 posts for me don't necessarily perform what you would say, like, well, you know, things don't, not everything is like making you go viral and creating this like crazy buzz. Like, most of the stuff you're doing is like, you know, you're serving your audience, you're building that foundation. And I think that's to your point when people get discouraged, is they're not seeing that as maybe a part of the bigger picture. Like, those things that maybe aren't, you're not getting that instant gratification from, are just as important, if not more, in like actually building a solid brand.
Absolutely.
The random reel that may go viral or something every few months or more, I don't know, less for some people, you know, that's not, that may give you a big bump in following, but that's not necessarily growing your business.
Exactly.
You know? So it's, I think the more you get into this kind of world, you realize that like what you see on the outside is, it's so surface level, you know, so there's more that goes into it than people might think.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think that's why a lot of times when people try to just replicate others online, and then it's, they don't blow up as quickly, or what does blow up even mean? Because there's something to that. Like, when you're building an actual brand online, the Instagram is only like the front end traffic portal, essentially, right? There's like so much that goes on the back end. And you're obviously testing things on the front end to see what your audience likes the most and what they like hearing from you or seeing from you, whether that's through engagements or view likes or anything like that. But then they get, the next step is like the back end things too, of offers and coaching clients and expanding the business that way. I do think people definitely get caught up in, well, if I'm Instagram famous, then I will just naturally have a lot of money and have a business that way. But it's, you have to have a business first.
You have to have a business first, and you know, you can capitalize on that growth. And if you, you know, use that to then create a product or sell a coaching service or whatever, like, that's great. But you know, all those followers aren't necessarily converting into, it's not converting into money. You know, I think that's what people think, like, oh, you know, they've got X amount of gajillion followers. Like, they've got it all. You're like, well, you don't just get paid for posting. Like, that's your, you know, again, 99% of the stuff you give away is for free in terms of educational content, free offerings, whatever. So it's just, I think the business behind it all is really interesting. And, you know, there's just so many ways to make it work for you. But I don't know. I think at the end of the day, what your intention behind the kind of content you're sharing, things like that is so important to me. And I'm sure a lot of people feel this way. Like, gosh, I feel like I get on social media and so much of the stuff I see and consume, like as a consumer, because we're all consumers, as we're also creators. It just totally icks me out. Like, I think it's, you know, there's so much amazing content. And I think we have to kind of like sort of train the algorithm to give you more of that. But like so much of the stuff I see, I'm like, oh, you know.
It's very cringe.
So cringe. And like, gosh, we have to also share cringy things too at the end of the day. Like, hearing online at the end of the day is kind of cringy, you know, just aspects. But I don't know. I think I've just always tried to like make it authentic in a way that felt good. Because I'm like, you know, I have people that are my clients that follow me, but I have like family and my, you know, my parents are seeing what I'm sharing and things like that. So I'm always trying to keep it like authentic to me in a way that I feel proud of what I'm sharing.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I think there's so much about social media that is just what.
Well, and it also depends on like how you want to build your brand too. You know, because it's like you, like I was just thinking the other day of, posting something around this of like, you know, you don't have to dress for success, but like you have to dress for success, which means like you don't have to dress like the success of what some people portray success as online. Right. Like some people say success is very like, I have to look very prim and proper. I have to wear a suit all the time. But that's their brand. Like, but you have to dress for success as in like you have to brand yourself and however comfortable that is for you. Right. Yeah. So it always, I mean, just in business in general. And I do think that we are finding, I would say thanks to, or maybe not thanks to, but maybe thanks to like the TikTok era and stuff like that. We have been finding that I think a lot of consumers are wanting a personal brand behind the business. Which I also think COVID kind of brought out too. A lot of these black and white businesses aren't scaling as much as they used to in the past, but there's like no brand or emotion or feeling behind that. Right. So being able to, I would say just like capture that and your own being like you've been doing on Instagram. Like I love your, the husband recipes and stuff like that. Like they're so cute. And they're so fun to watch and stuff like that. So I love it, but I also love how much like you've pivoted over the years as well. It's just cool to see all the content that all the new content that you've been putting out, the new material that you've been putting out too. So yeah. What do you think has been some of the, I would say like highs and lows of continuing to grow this business over the past couple of years?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think, and anyone could probably resonate with this if they're in any sort of similar field, but you know, I think it's not taking the highs of the lows too seriously.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, and if we're talking about, I mean, obviously every business has highs and lows or good quarters or periods of time where you feel like you're really like, you know, churning and doing well. Mm-hmm. And there's some where just things feel really slow or frustrating or whatever. But, you know, I think especially with something where, you know, obviously social media does play a big part in my business to a certain extent. And I think, you know, it can be very easy to get so caught up in, to your point earlier, like the numbers and the analytics of it all, which, you know, in a lot of ways don't really matter. But if nothing else, there's kind of an ego attachment to so much of it too. You know, you feel like, gosh, like this isn't doing well. Like people don't like my content.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
You know, it's not, and a lot of it's just, you know, kind of a crapshoot. Like, I think that's what you really learn is there's the algorithm and social media. It's really such a crapshoot. Like you just never really know.
Yep.
So it's not really you necessarily. You can take some of those learnings and maybe shift what you're sharing and whatever. But I think at the end of the day, you know, I've had periods of great growth and, you know, things are going really well. I mean, periods where things aren't necessarily going as quote well as you would like them to.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's maybe been one of the biggest takeaways is just not taking either of those periods too seriously. I hate to say that, but, you know, kind of just letting it ride.
Yeah.
And because, you know, whenever you're getting that big boom, it's like, I always know, I'm like, well, gotta enjoy it while it lasts because it's not going to last forever. And when things are maybe not going as well, it's like, you have to just kind of keep showing up and, and not letting it affect your mood and how you present yourself online and all that kind of stuff. But I think I've gotten better at that over the years because I've just had enough of experience with both the highs and the lows. You're like, this is just a part of the
owning a business.
And I think too, I think I've gotten maybe a little bit better at just really leaning into projects that feel authentic to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I've had just some experience in the past of whether it's working with, you know, working with groups that are trying to help me do, you know, launch something or, you know, like whether it's a course or this or things like that. And, you know, I think whenever I feel like someone's telling me I should do something, typically for me, if it's not my idea and something I feel really passionate about, it's just not going to work out as well.
Yeah.
Whether it just doesn't take as well. It's not necessarily what people want to see or I don't feel as excited. I think I've just really learned maybe to lean into my intuition a bit more. And, you know, oftentimes you see so many people, I think, online, whether it's other coaches or other creators doing things. Again, it's launching a course or it's doing this or doing that. And it makes you feel like, oh, I need to be doing that too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm behind or I'm not growing my business the right way or whatever. And I think I've really fallen into that trap in the past of feeling like I needed to produce more, do more
right.
than what I feel I should be doing, what other people are doing, instead of what feels, again, right for me and my audience and what I'm really excited to spend my time working on. So that's kind of a constant learning battle. You know, you make some mistakes along the way. And you're like, well, that wasn't really right to begin with, but I felt like I should have had it or whatever. So, I think I've maybe gotten a little better at being a little bit more discerning and just trying to listen to my own like gut kind of feeling and intuition about different types of products and projects. Because I think at the end of the day, that's what really ends up being the most successful anyway.
Yep.
Because
I would agree.
People can feel that. I think people feel when you're really excited about something versus you're forcing it, you know?
Absolutely. Well, and energy too. It's so crazy. I was just having a conversation about this with my friend. She owns a business as well. And it's like, you see, obviously the algorithm, right, pushes you different stuff, but you see like someone blow up and then they create a course typically, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe it's like an MRR or something like that. They have master resale rights. And then all of a sudden they like grow this little following cult, whatever you want to call it, right?
Yeah.
But then you look at everyone else's pages and you're like, wait a minute, I don't even know like who the OG is because all of you look identical. Yeah. But it's always crazy to see like some, and I would say those who typically, because I'm like such an analytic person, I love geeking out on like just watching companies evolve or not evolve. And I always think it's very interesting how when someone does start this community and then others start to mimic their work, then they realize, okay, mimicking is not for me because it's not like who I am. So I'm going to actually put my own brand voice into this and then boom. That's typically when they blow up because they're like 100%. Trusting themselves. And I will say content comes so much easier when you enjoy doing it.
For sure.
I think, people are always there, you know, they always ask like, how are you like shooting content so effortlessly? Like it feels like it just like happens, but that's because I'm not mimicking anything online. Like I'm just like waking up and being like, oh, this could be a cool reel. Let me shoot a video about it.
Definitely. No, I think that's so true. I think the kinds of topics that like, you know, and you can tell like, and from what other people are feeling the same way, but, the kind of topics or like ideas that I have about just a post or whatever it is that have just kind of popped into your head or it's gets spurred from conversation with a client or whatever, you know, from my own experience. Like those are always the things I think that resonate with people because they're real. They're authentic.
They're real.
It's not, oh, I saw someone do this kind of reel. Someone's going to copy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that doesn't mean that that's a bad idea, you know, but it was their idea. And, you know, you can always put your own spin on things, but absolutely. I think there is so much rinse and repeat on social media.
Yeah.
And some of that is a little bit of kind of how the algorithm works. And like, you know, we're all using the same audios and the same this. Yeah. And there's certain things that become very trendy and popular. And, you know, to a certain extent, those things can be good if you hit them at the right time.
Right.
But then I feel like there's just, then it's like, you know, okay, for the next week, we're watching the same reel done a different way.
Yeah.
You know, it's there's so much repetitive kind of content, which I don't know. It just kind of is what it is. But I think that when you can really tell when someone's gone creative and that's what people really want to see is creativity.
Yeah,
I think that's
absolutely.
The whole point to a certain extent of the first place. So that's kind of maybe got lost a little bit in the race for followers is like the point of creating educational, fun, creative content in the first place. You know?
Yeah. Well, and that's why when you actually look at reels and TikTok would be the same, but like when you actually look at the original account that put this together, typically they have 10 times more engagement than anyone else who's mimicked it, but that's because it was their original stuff to begin with. And now everyone else has mimicked it, so it's not technically original. So yeah, that's why they always push original content. Which I think a lot of companies go back and forth, but I do think a lot of people are still struggling with, is it only videos, you know, these days that are actually going to make conversions for me? And I just think like, you know, find your own way. There are many accounts, like my friend has a very successful business and she does not post videos or reels. She just does carousels, or single posts. Like it can still happen, but it's very authentic to her. So it just depends. Same thing to your point of like, you know, seeing others launch courses online and the amount of, you know, obviously we still do the same thing too and build out courses and stuff like that. And I'm always like, okay, well, why do you want to launch this?
Yeah.
And typically I can tell the success of the course by their response, which is two ways. Like, first off, it's like, well, I teach this, there's a need for it and it'll help my clients. And I can actually help more people because it's not like a one-on-one. So I can actually help more people instead of like being limited. And those types of courses go big. The other response I typically get is, well, you know, I've just seen like courses sell a lot online and people making millions, so I want to do the same.
Right.
Right. It's like, well,
yeah,
you gotta,
you have to have some excitement behind it.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, people think that, and of course it's a good example of, you know, I think a lot of the encouragement behind starting something like that is like, you know, it's passive income and you don't have to see clients one-on-one and it's, you know, you build it once and then you can sell it forever. And I mean, yes, those are all great arguments if you're thinking like a financial and time perspective, but yeah, I think that obviously those are factors, but I think that's exactly right. It's like, if someone's not excited about it and your real intention's like just to make money, that's just not... Yeah. People can feel it, you know, it comes through in the quality of the content. And so, yeah, I mean, I love the idea of building a course, but I think I've, you know, for so many reasons, it's like, you know, that those have been the arguments people have given me as to why I should do it. Yeah. It's like, it, you know, it's evergreen and you have to see as many clients, or it's, you know, it's passive and that's great and all, but that doesn't make me very excited to do it.
Yeah.
You know, until I get to the point where I'm like, okay, I have a really great, you know, idea how to break this down and blah blah blah.
Exactly.
Like, it'd be a great thing to do in the future, but it's really got to be something I'm really excited about.
Absolutely.
And want to go down
that
avenue, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because I mean, no matter how much help, it takes a long time.
A lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. A lot more than people think. And I mean, the amount of courses that we've built and then just shut down halfway because the client was like, "I don't want to shoot videos anymore," and it's like, well, without videos, like there's no course, so I don't. But it always comes down to, it's like they actually don't feel aligned with the course. They just wanted to do it because they see people making millions online for it. But I think that's any product that you do, like ebooks, tiny offers, books, launching podcasts. Yeah. I mean, I would say even launching a business, because right now the whole make money online from home is big again. Affiliate marketing is big again. And, you know, like anything, it's, are you doing this for you and your clients? Or are you just doing this because someone made $1 million online and you think you can do the same? So,
Or it's, you know, people are miserable at their corporate jobs. And so they think that, I think, building a business or doing something like this is, you know, the easy way out. And I think, you know, listen, I'm team work for yourself. I'm team entrepreneur always. I'm never going to encourage you not to do that. But I always... You know, I feel like I talk to a lot of people or get reached out to a lot by people that are like, you know, I want to do what you do. I want to be, you know, health coach and all whatnot. And so I feel like I connect with a lot of people in that scenario, which I've been very happy to do. And I love sharing with people and helping them. But, I think something I just always want to encourage people to think about is like, you know, this is, it's harder than working at a corporate job in so many ways. And not everyone maybe understands the kind of work that goes into like being your own boss, running a business and not just learning the content and working with clients and like being able to actually effectively help them, but build the back end stuff.
Yeah.
There's so much that goes into it. And some people are ready for that and they love that. And that's great. But it's not necessarily the easier way.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly for me, for my personality and from my perspective, it's the more fulfilling option.
Yeah, and satisfying.
Sure.
Absolutely.
But is it more satisfying? Absolutely.
Right.
Is it the easier option?
Yeah,
probably
absolutely
not.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's like that trending reel of
it's a million hours.
Yeah. I guess this is a podcast, so no one's watching, but like there's a reel that trends and it's like 9 to 5 and then you have the hand go around and then entrepreneurs, it like whips around because I mean, it is right. It's like you leave the 9 to 5 to work 24/7. I mean, a lot of people say that because it is pretty darn true. I mean, cause you live and breathe your business, which I think a lot of people don't truly understand, but I will also say that you live and breathe your business to the extent of you creating that for yourself. Like if you want to truly only work 2 to 4 hours a day. You can build a business around that. Yeah. But typically
you're working more.
Yeah. Right. You're working more and you're, there's just so much coming up and there's new ideas and there's new opportunities all the time. And yeah, so it's definitely not, I would say it's not for the weak, but it also is just so much more fulfilling to some people. Cause some people love and do really well in a 9-to-5 job.
100%.
Yeah.
They like that structure and it's certainly not for everyone. I think a lot of it is just understanding your personality type. You know, am I self-motivated and am I able to effectively get the work done that I need to get done? And you know, some people really need that. I need to be at a certain place at a certain time or I'm not going to get this done today. You know, so it's a little, it's an introspection of like, am I built for that?
Yeah.
Mentally, emotionally, like what's a better fit for me? And I think that personally, I love the flexibility to your point. Like there's some days where, you know, for example, like my parents were visiting in town last week and I can take days where I'm really not working to just be with them and go hang out and whatever. It's their vacation. But like, I have the flexibility to do that and make my schedule amenable to that. Does that mean I probably am working a whole lot more earlier in the week?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, people see that you're up till, you know, you're up late finishing things and whatnot. Whereas at a corporate job, you can kind of sign off and go home or, you know, some people, obviously that's not the case depending on what you do, but so there's pros and cons, but like personally, I think that flexibility is the best gift ever. You know, I am able to spend more time with family and I can be more flexible with my schedule and whatnot. So it's all a balancing act and it's just, you know, you have to be, again, self-motivated enough to like still get done what you have to get done.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the hours that you have. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so many people that are like, oh, I want to start a business like you. And then I'm just like, it's a lot of time management. It's a lot of project management. I mean, you can't even get this one project done. It's like, take that times a million, but you have to still get it done, right? Otherwise, your legit brand or company's on the line. So versus when you're working for someone, typically a little mistake is okay because the company can cover it up. But but I know there's so many different pros and cons. I don't think I could ever tell someone to just work corporate or just like start their job because I also don't think you know until you get into it. I mean, I definitely think a lot of people should never leave corporate and then start a business. I think they should do it at the same time.
Yeah.
Because no matter how good of an idea you think you have, you don't know how successful it'll be until it hits market. And like we've all experienced, market changes 24/7. So
that's so true. When you get into something, it's sometimes I think, you know, you may not like it as much as you thought that
Yep, absolutely.
You know, and I think, having that sort of safety net of at least, you know, I can stay here and work on this thing on the side and learn about it. And, you know, if you love it, then you can pursue it. But if not, you know, at least you've given it a try. So, that's oftentimes my recommendation for people that, you know, reach out or, you know, I'm in a corporate job, but I'm going through IIN to become a health coach. And I don't know if I want to, you know, do this at the same time or if I, you know, I kind of just want to quit my job. But I think oftentimes, you know, my recommendations, it's like take on clients on the side, see how you like it, like get some experience and then take that jump, you know, when you feel ready, because you may get into it and be like, I hate coaching, or, I really want to do this thing instead. And that's great. You know, there's so many things you can do. There's no, you know, one right answer necessarily, but
That's
probably a good recommendation.
Yeah. Well, has there ever been any other like new business or new venture that you'd ever want to do? Besides Goodness with G and that company?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know. I think, you know, in this stage of my life, like what I'm doing right now is just, it's, again, I feel so blessed I'm able to do this and I have been able to build this business and it's exactly what I feel I should be doing now. I don't know. I think that, you know, as I continue to grow, it will be interesting to see kind of what the next chapter looks like. And I think especially, you know, as we're looking to like have children in the nearish future and whatnot, that will change things. I mean, again, but like I said at the very beginning, like it's so wonderful that I am so flexible in terms of my job. Like it's, I could certainly continue to do what I'm doing with kids, no problem. But, and however big or small capacity I wanted to, but, I don't know. I think the closer we get to like, again, having children stage, I think, you know, I think a lot about social media and I think a lot about me being on social media and, I do think there will come a day when that is not necessarily what I feel called
yeah.
to do.
Yeah.
You know, I don't necessarily see myself being, you know, on Instagram when I'm 60s.
Yeah, but, yeah, that's honest, a good point.
Know, like, this will evolve, you know, I'm not going to do this same forever.
Yep.
There is obviously a life cycle to this, but I think, you know, I don't know. I think in that next stage, I can really see myself doing maybe something more like, I don't know if tangible is the right word,
yeah.
but whether it's opening, you know, brick and mortar type
right,
thing, or it's,
right.
you know, doing something that's more kind of in person, I think would be a very fun kind of thing to do down the road.
Yeah.
And I talk a lot about starting a business together. So she's kind of jonesing to do something, but I think we'd have to be in the same city, obviously, to do that, which we're not at this period in time. So that would be a down the road kind of thing. But I don't know. I think I would love, it always will want to do something. And obviously wellness is very much the crux of what I'm passionate about. So I think there will always be a wellness element to whatever that is. But I don't have a specific thing that I'm jonesing to do at this exact moment. But I do think it's just my life circumstances evolve and change. I'll feel called to maybe shift.
Yep, absolutely.
The kind of business I'm doing, which is kind of fun. I think that, you know, I love that my business in a lot of ways has been reflective of the stage of life that I'm in, and so yeah, kind of continuing to just honor that is
absolutely.
It's exciting.
Yeah,
it's kind of overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's scary because there's things you could do, but for right now, I'm just very content with the kind of work rhythm I've created.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so it's perfect for now.
Yeah. Oh, I could totally see you have like a store, a shop or something like that, with all kinds of stuff. It could even be like related to cooking or related to mental health or, you know, all kinds of stuff. That would be really cool. But yeah. And I do think like motherhood is a job in totality, right? So that changes quite a lot.
100%. You gotta, don't even know what that looks like if you get into it. I'm not in that stage at this exact moment, but you're like, I don't know. Like, what is my time going to look like? And how will that allow me to do certain things or not? So you kind of, that's going to be we're going to take it one step at a time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm very grateful that I have a business that I can kind of take on as much or as little as I'm able to and want to. So, I mean, that's a great blessing.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, once I get to that stage, it's like, okay, maybe you're taking on clients and projects in a little bit lesser capacity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So we'll come to that bridge when we get to it. But it'll be an interesting next evolution for sure.
Well, and you're so passionate in your business to begin with, right? I mean, you've truly built a business around your passion, which I think some people, it's hard to do that. I mean, I ask people all the time, like, if you didn't have this business, what else would you be doing? Or what is the next venture? And you'd be surprised at how many people are like, oh, well, I mean, this is just like my start. I want to do this. Yeah. And I'm like, well, why aren't you doing that instead? You seem a lot more passionate about that. So I just love that. You did create a business around what you're passionate in. And I think that's why it's been so successful and sustainable throughout all these years. And it's just been able to grow with you because your passion in it just continues to grow as well. So
I think that's very true.
So you should be very proud of that. Cause I think it's hard. I think a lot of people, that's actually harder than you think, to find something that you're super passionate in.
I think that that's a great point. I think, you know, it's not like I ever run out of things to talk about. If nothing else, it's like, I've got too many things I wish I could share, you know, like work on at the same time. But yeah, I think when it's a reflection, something you're really interested in and kind of in your life to a certain extent, it's easy to continue to find things to share and grow. Because it's kind of like I was saying earlier, I think that's where perhaps it would become old quickly if it was really niched down.
Yeah.
Like you're like, I've really beat this thing to death. And if you lose interest in that very specific niche, what becomes of your business? You know? So I think that was my perspective. I'm like, oh, there's so many things with wellness that one are all interconnected and you have to talk about everything and sort of take a whole person, like a bigger picture approach to begin with when wellness. But I'm interested in so many things. Like I keep finding new little avenues that might be helpful to people and I think maybe kind of unintentionally, it's actually helped
absolutely
sustain the longevity of what I'm doing to a certain extent. But I don't know if I was that forward thinking to think that on the front end, honestly, but yeah. It's been.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's such a good point, though, because it does help, because essentially if you're extremely niche down, then you typically have to start a new brand in order to create something else, versus if you are and can open it up a little bit more, then you definitely have more freedom to like play around with content and products and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So yeah, I would say like it would go both ways. But yeah, like niche down sometimes works really well. Sometimes it doesn't, but you're very flexible to test different things. 'Cause you're right. Health and wellness is there's a lot of things to talk about, and they all combined very easily. And a lot of things you need multiple steps or strategies or something like that to kind of complete the whole anyways. So So you've done very good with all of that, but I love it. Yeah. Well, we'll wrap up. It was just so nice to reconnect and see everything that has happened.
Every 2 years, we'll just have a little check.
Yeah, every 2 years. I know.
Every February or March.
I know. That's so crazy. I know. We're going through a bunch of our 21 interviews. I mean, the podcast changed to She Converts from Ambitious AF anyways. So it is cool to see where all of these businesses and then it was all women anyway. So yeah, it's just cool to see what we women can do in this world.
I love that. Yeah. And how things evolve.
Things evolved. I know. I love it. Alrighty. Well, I'll make sure to link everything again. So everyone can check out, your Instagram, your offers, your new book. Definitely go check that out too. And thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. All right. See you, everyone. Thank you for listening to another episode of She Converts, Marketing with Carolyn Lewis. To help more women thrive in business, make sure you rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. To become an exclusive She Converts podcast member, check out our website at www.sheconvertsmarketing.com. Until next time, keep putting in the work and trust in yourself to grow your business. Let's beat the status quo and empower women to build their empires. Let's continue to change it together.